You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. It's somewhat saddening to watch the numbers on the internet drop off by 90% when this program comes on the air. But that shows you what people care about. They would rather hear someone like Rush Jones. It's a fictional character, but it's a type of character. Or shake his rattle, that's his mouth, every day. So they would rather listen to Rush Jones shake the same rattle every day than learn about the things of our Heavenly Father, than dive into His Word and learn what pleases Him. And I'm certain that many people who have the opportunity to listen to the radio or on the internet while they're working don't have time to actually get into the Word for themselves. And I can understand that. If you're working hard, it is hard to read a book without falling asleep. If you've been laboring hard all day, you go home and you have your main meal after laboring hard all day. The only thing a book really does, perhaps, is put you to sleep. So I can understand the difficulty there. Our Heavenly Father does not expect us all to be biblical scholars, but He does want all of us to voluntarily be concerned about the things pertaining to Him. He does want us to have a heart that desires to please Him. That's what He wants. And so for all of you that are listening to the study and take the time, I guess I could applaud you, because you are a rare group of people. And as the scripture says, you are a peculiar people, because you know what is important, and His Word is important. You look at the things that other people are interested in, what they would rather listen to, and you find out what is important to them. And it says a lot about the people, and the people that need to hear this perhaps aren't listening, and perhaps they never will listen. Okay, let's see, where did we leave off? Oh yes, we were... The first part of Leviticus, we got the commands, how they were to carry out the ritual sacrifice, the ceremony in the tabernacle, and how to set it up. And now we are to chapter 8, and where they're actually going through it. So it seems like we're all repeating, it's repeating everything, and it is repeating everything, but now it's actually happening, and that's why it's saying it all over again. So let's stick to it here as much as we can. And I know that it is somewhat laborious. Some portions of the scripture seem laborious, but I believe that our Heavenly Father is blessed when we persevere and have patience with His Word. And I believe that He gives us a special revelation as we go through it. I mean, I don't know about you, those of you who are sticking with me through it. I don't believe you would be sticking with me through it if you weren't getting some kind of blessing out of it. So I know it blesses our Heavenly Father to see us engaged and interested in His Word. And I know that He blesses us because I'm being blessed as I go through this, though it does seem laborious at times. There is revelation and little bits here and little bits there that I'm getting through His Holy Spirit, and I hope you're getting them too. And they will all add up into more righteousness in our lives. And that's the whole point, because we are seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, and His Word in us will produce that righteousness. That is the point, and that's what we want, because we truly love Him and want to do those things that please Him. And I pray that that's your heart, as it is my heart, and that desire will become stronger and stronger, and His Word and His law will be written more indelibly in our minds and our hearts every day of our lives. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 30, Moses took the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and his sons and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said unto Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded, saying, Aaron his son shall eat it. So now they're actually doing it. And that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye burn with fire. And ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days until the days of your consecration be at an end. So when the priests went in to serve, they had to go through this consecration, this ritual of consecration. They had to boil the meat at the door and eat it with the unleavened bread, and they weren't allowed to go out for 7 days until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you. As he hath done this day, so Yahuwah hath commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall you abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of Yahuwah, that you die not, for so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all of the things which Yahuwah commanded by the hand of Moses. And I'm not sure that it's written in the scripture anywhere, but I heard that when they actually went into the Holy of Holies, the priests, behind the veil, the veil that was rent in the middle of the week, but when they went in to serve, that they tied a cord around their foot so that if they got struck dead while they were in the Holy of Holies, that part of the tabernacle where the Holy of Holies was, that they could be dragged out if they died in there, because no one else wanted to go in there and get struck dead either. So, I mean, this was serious business, that they had to do everything. And, of course, the priests did things on a rotation basis, because they had to be in there 7 days. So they were gone 7 days, and they were consecrated, and then they came out, and then the sons of Aaron, who were next in line to serve in the temple, well, they went and served in the temple. And that ends chapter 8, and let's take a look at chapter 9 and see where we're going here. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. So I'm assuming that they went in on the first day of the first month of the second year, and they were in there for 7 days. So now we're on the eighth day. So it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before Yahuwah. For unto the children of Israel shall you speak, saying, take you a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish for a burnt offering, also a bullock and a ram for a peace offering, to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil. For today Yahuwah will appear unto you. So we have the eighth day here, and it is the Sabbath. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before Yahuwah. And Moses said, this is the thing which Yahuwah commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar, and offer thy sin offering, the burnt offering, and make atonement for thyself and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. And Aaron therefore went into the altar, and slew the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him, and dipped his finger into the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys, the caul above the liver, and the sin of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar, as Yahuwah commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood which he sprinkled round about upon the altar. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof and the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the manner And he brought the meat offering and took a handful thereof and burnt it upon the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. And when they burned a handful, that means that they kept the rest for their own use. It was theirs. Okay, and they burnt beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. And he slew also the bullock of the ram for the sacrifice of the peace offering, which for the people of Aaron's son presented unto him, the blood which he sprinkled upon the altar round about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which covereth the inwards and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breast, and he burnt the fat upon the altar, and the breast and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before Yahuwah, as Moses commanded. And I'm going to tell you what, this didn't happen as fast as I'm reading it. This sounds like a very involved and laborious ceremony, and praise our Heavenly Father that we don't have to do anything like this. And perhaps when I'm done with Leviticus, we may jump into Hebrews. I'm going to hold that up in prayer. And then perhaps after Hebrews, we will return back. Because it seems like this is something that in the reading of this and going through all of this ritual, that we need a better understanding from the New Testament view. And we're in chapter 9 of Leviticus, and about verse 22. So Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before Yahuwah, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out a fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Wow. So Nadab and Abihu, what were they doing? Well, they were probably engaging in some type of pagan ritual, which they had learned before in Egypt. Something. So they offered a strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And this is a fairly dire warning. And it seems a very unfair punishment for their sin. All they did was offer incense. You know, we might think that way, but they offered a strange fire. I don't know. I'm so glad that our Heavenly Father isn't around striking people dead. Is he? I mean, he could. No doubt about it. And I'll bet you he still does on occasion strike a few people dead here and there. But, you know, we read about this in the Old Testament. And, of course, these things are recorded here for our benefit. So it's unlikely that there was a lot more people being struck dead then than there are now. But here, this is recorded. This was a serious business. And as I told you that I heard, and I have a reason to believe it, especially after reading this, that how they tied a cord around the foot of those that went into the Holy of Holies in case they were struck dead, that they could drag them out by the foot. And so we have an example how solemn this was. I mean, that they decided to add to his word. We could look at it that way. They added to his word by offering a strange fire. They were to be very careful to do what he said and to do only what he said, to not bring in their own ideas, because that's what they did. They brought in their own ideas. And you know, we see that later when Peter, there's a moment they call the transfiguration where Yahshua and had Moses, I guess it was Moses, and I forget who else appeared to him. Maybe it was Elijah, but a couple of the prophets of old appeared, and somehow Peter recognized them. I don't know how that happened, but I guess when miraculous things happen, you can know things in a miraculous way. And we've all had that type of experience, perhaps. But Peter was offered, shall I make a tabernacle here and do a sacrifice? But you know what? Yahshua told him, chill, Peter. Don't do nothing. Wait for instructions. Okay? And then you're to follow only the instructions. So I don't know exactly what was going on or what was going on in their minds, but there went out a fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that Yahuwah spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. I guess Aaron was about to say something. And the Heavenly Father spoke through him. He says, I will be sanctified. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahuwah hath kindled, and you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahuwah is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. You better believe they did according to the word of Moses. They weren't going to do anything else at this point, because certainly they wanted to live. And it makes me think, you know, there are a lot of people offering strange fire today, aren't they? You know, our Messiah, Yeshua, he gave us a gospel, and it was called the gospel of the kingdom. That's what he called it. When he came, he started preaching, and he said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And then after he was resurrected, he showed himself to thousands of that day, of people that day after he was resurrected from the dead. And I believe he was around 40 days, or maybe perhaps, I think it was, and then 50 days was the Pentecost. But he was around for a while. I don't know the exact number of days. And then he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. And before he ascended, he said something else. And it was almost the same thing. He says, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the earth. Then will the end come. Something similar to that. That's close enough. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached. There's a lot of people out there preaching strange gospels. Not the gospel of the kingdom. Because I'm going to tell you what. If you're preaching a gospel that says, say the magic words and you get to go to heaven when you die, that's not the gospel of the kingdom. And he says they preach that gospel because they don't enter the kingdom themselves, and they don't suffer you to enter because they aren't there. They hate his kingdom, and they signify that. They tell on themselves by saying they hate the law of God. And how do they say they hate the law of God? They wouldn't use those words. That would be too hard for them to say that they actually hate his law. But if they say it was nailed to the cross and we don't have to live by it, but that's not for us, that the law is dead, then that means they hate his law. Strange fire. A lot of other gospels out there. But let's stick to the gospel of the kingdom. That's why I preach what I preach. Because I don't want to offer strange fire. Not that I fear that I'll be struck dead. Because I see a lot of people out there preaching, you know, they're serving God their way and not his way. And I would call that strange fire. So there's a little heads up for you, and hopefully you can discern what is the gospel of the kingdom and what is the gospel that our Heavenly Father, Yahushua, did not preach when he walked about. And somehow, am I greater than him that I should preach a different gospel, or a gospel that pleases me, that I feel more comfortable with than the gospel of the kingdom? Or for whatever reason that I'm preaching a different gospel or offering a strange fire? And that's what I would liken it to today. The strange fire is all of these other gospels or truncated gospels. Somehow, these people preaching a different message than our master. Somehow, I mean, all they're saying is that I know better, that, you know, I am my own God, basically. That seems abominable to me. Okay, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8. And Yahuwah spoke unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. So they were not allowed to drink wine, and we're talking alcoholic beverage here. But were they allowed to drink? Obviously, they were allowed to drink wine and strong drink, but not when they go into the tabernacle. So let's read that. Chapter 10, verse 9, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that you may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. So we have here Yahuwah, just the Heavenly Father, just struck two of the sons of Aaron dead. And he's giving him instructions against being intoxicated and coming into the temple, that they are not to be intoxicated when they come into the temple. That you meet in telling him that they have to teach all the statutes which he had spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke unto Aaron, and to Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, that were left. Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy, and you shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due, and thy sons' due, of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave, breast, and heave, shoulder, shall ye eat in a clean place, thou, thy sons, thy daughters. So portion they were to take and eat while they were serving in the temple there, the 7 days when they weren't allowed to go out. But the rest, the breast and the shoulder, was for them and their families when they were outside or they sent out, because that was their portion. So the wave and the breast and the heave, and you shall eat in a clean place, thou, thy sons, thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due and thy sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the children of Israel. So it was a different offering altogether. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by the fire of the fat, to wave it for the wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded. And where are we? We've got going into a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Remember my website, crosstheborder.org. Send me an email. I would like to hear from you.